experienced some basically alternative lifestyles. And what I found living in these third world countries was that although they were financially disparate, they were rich in things like love and happiness and health. And I found that everything to do with their relation to the ecosystem at large. And so moving back, I started to pursue more of a career in food as medicine and how that related to agriculture, which brought me to soil health. And that's now where all my passion is. Currently, I'm working for Mayo Clinic at Charterhouse as their house supervisor, but side passion, I'm working with leaders from around the world in ways that we can really empower our farming and agricultural land where we produce nutrient-rich food that's going to nourish the people and heal all types of degenerative disease, from autism to Parkinson's to Alzheimer's to cardiovascular disease. So I guess that's really basically it in a nutshell. I've started a nonprofit organization to bring these types of ideas to a community level. And my goal is to, as mayor, is to basically get these things moving to the front of the table quicker. So that's basically it, me in a nutshell. So why I'm running for mayor, I guess the biggest reason why I'm running for mayor is to help to move forward with policy change, to help really empower our farming agriculture system and the people that reside and consume that. I want to look to bring local food systems back into the game. And I feel like being mayor, you're going to have a platform to be able to make these changes faster. Not to say that I won't still do these things if I'm not elected, because I will. But as a nurse, I'm a people person. And so that's given me the gift of conflict mediation and resolution and cutting through the drama to find real tangible solutions. So, people know me in this town. I shoot pool league. I performed in drama plays from middle school all the way to more recently in the last couple of years. I started a community garden with my own money and my own manual labor to provide 60 families with an organic food source. That's just the beginning of what I want to do. There's so many more things I'd like to do with cleaning water systems. Like I said, helping agricultural systems find low-tech solutions to provide them with nutrient-dense food that's going to feed our community and hopefully to induce health in a diseased population. So,
thank you.
Yep.
The next question is, the mayor is elected to represent the community. How will you work to engage the citizens of Sombrota and include them in the decision-making process?
Sorry.
Okay, and then Mr. Harville.
So because I'm a people person, my door is always open. If you have problems with me or good things to say to me, I will listen to them regardless. And I've already been doing that, creating an environment where people can come and talk and interact and learn about things that I'm already doing or things that I want to do. I put my phone number and actual address out there so that anybody that wants to come and talk about real problems or potential solutions. I've talked with people that have talked about putting two stop signs in downtown. I think that would be a great thing to do. I know that's more county regulatory and state regulatory because it's a highway, but I think that would help our business owners to have more foot traffic and slow, people can walk across the street. I would also like to actually meet with the Sombrota downtown business owners to talk about ways to adapt during this pandemic, because with what's going on with the economy, how long can we sustain what's going on? And as the business owners of downtown, you guys are all kind of reaching that retirement age. So looking to bridge the gap for a new generation of business owners to kind of take over and lead that change from what you guys have already built. So,
thank you. Third question is, the mayor is elected to a four-year term. In that 4 years, what projects do you think should take priority? And we'll start with you, Mr. Harbaugh.
There's a lot of things that I think should take priority. My personal priority list is different than maybe the city's list, but in the city's list, I think we should talk about infrastructure, like how Pete was talking. Last 4 years or 5 years with Neil now leaving, it was great that we balanced our budget, but we've lost a lot of things. Sidewalks need to be repaired, water lines need to be repaired. I would look to try and get those things done. I know that Brad's been pushing to get Jefferson replaced, meeting with national and state legislators to make that happen. I will continue that push. But on a more of a personal level, and what I'm about is rebuilding soil health and how that plays to human health. So helping farmers switch to agricultural solutions, continuing on with the community garden, expanding that operation. I'd like to get a greenhouse put into our school system and teach children how to grow organic produce from the ground up. And that's working with the Greenstead Project, Dean and Jane Redlaw, who've started a business. And then also working on cleaning our water supply system, and that's through my private venture system that I'm going to be doing with mycology and mushrooms for remediation of toxic chemicals. So those are the things that I want to do. There's many more, but, you know.
Thank you. The mayor works closely with city staff to run the city on a daily basis. What's your plan to build positive relationships with city staff?
For me, about really relating with city staff, obviously, it's about an open door communication policy. Communication is key, but really what that comes down to is presence. So you can meet someone at their level, wherever they're at, whatever project's going on in their life or whatever personal thing is going on in their life, to understand where they're, what's going on in their life and what's going on, whatever they're working on, is really the key to me of an open line of communication. So that's the type of person that I am already. I mean, I know Tim Quam and I know Larry Zielsdorf and Paul and Mike, and I've always been open. I am passionate about the things that I'm doing. So if there's something that I'm upset about, I'm going to relate that. But I think that, you know, just being open with each other and talking is, you know, it's really just a no-brainer as far as getting things done. So, yeah.
Thank you. The fifth question is, our current mayor has worked hard to foster relationships with local and national legislators. As mayor, how will you ensure that these relationships continue, and what experience do you have interacting with governmental leaders?
As far as policy and legislator, that's actually the reason why I am running for mayor. I mean, I could do the things that I'm doing without being mayor and still accomplish them, but it might take more time. The reason why I'm running for mayor is that, not that we can necessarily, we do need help with, you know, grants and money for the projects that Todd talks about, but for me, it's more about helping other communities in Minnesota and nationwide. If we can build an infrastructure that shows food sovereignty on a local level, I think we can really induce health and create a community you know, infrastructure that's hard to beat, so we can help other communities. I've already been in contact with members of the DNR in creating an emergency food supply in the time of a pandemic. So if we run into emergency shortages with, you know, we have a lot of production supply chain potential issues. So doing that, obviously I'm in touch with world leaders in non-toxic neighborhoods and farmers' footprint. So just really pushing forward with that and then bridging that gap with what Brad's already established to push it forward and help other communities in Minnesota as well.
How can we partner with other communities to offer services in a more affordable and efficient way? Start with you, Mr. Herbal.
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of old, you know, not policy, but infrastructure that's been kind of built. I mean, I know the Shakers way back in the day out in Pennsylvania built communities where they were doing producing of different things, baskets and, you know, instead of every community having their own everything, why don't we start to create a network of cities where this city is good in this and this city is good in this? We create a network of sister cities that are all kind of aligned with the same end goal vision. I've actually been in contact in Wisconsin with Baropa, the leaders of that community, who have a farm to table restaurant, who have a local organic mushroom farm, who have a food to school program or farm to school program. And I've been in contact with them. I mean, they've already set the precedent and the groundwork to really push these narratives. All we have to do is reach out to them, which I have already, to kind of push these same things in our community to empower us faster. So we're not having to get to invent the wheel or reinvent the wheel. It's already been done. We just need to network with them to create resiliency amongst all of us. And I think if we do that, I think, boy, the possibilities are endless.
What are some of the things you feel we will need in the future that we can plan for now?
So the things that I think that we need to do for the future are things that I'm already currently working on. I believe from the healthcare background and where that put me with ecological health, I think everything has to do with what's going on with the pandemic has to do with the death of biology on this planet as a whole. 40% of our biology on the planet has been lost in the last 50 years. And as that's happened, we've released ourselves to the susceptibility to things like coronavirus. Coronavirus is just the beginning. I mean, every year, every other year, we're going to start dealing with more and more susceptibility to these viruses that are supposed pandemics. I think rather than focusing on disease prevention, we need to be looking at induction of health. And how do we induce health? But to rebuild our ecosystems from the soil up. So if we focus on building our soil health, our kids' health, our human health, and things that we eat, I think we'll create an environment of resiliency that will be a bubble in a world of disaster. So that's really my aim, and everything that I'm already working on is doing that. But aside from infrastructure and all the other typical City Hall stuff. So.
Okay, we have one more question before we go to closing comments. A question from a citizen. What do you think is the role of the local government in solving the climate crisis?
On a local level, I'm actually working with the CEO, Kim Conti of Non-Toxic Neighborhoods, working on legislatively how we can eliminate Roundup, which has already been proven to cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, among many other things. The science is out there. It's just not been given to the public people. So as a city mayor, my goal is to educate our community on the reasons why these things are bad and what they do to our body from a healthcare perspective. Aside from that, the agricultural implications, creating demand for a local food system, I think these are all things that are going to induce health while putting carbon back into our soil systems that's going to reverse climate change. You know, a lot of these policies are already out there, but, you know, government's so big, it's hard to get, you know, to the real root of the issue and how do we solve them. You know, I'm not going to say I know all the solutions, but I certainly know a lot of things that can certainly help. So, you know, that's my whole goal. That's what I'm all about. So it's helping people through helping the ecosystem.
Okay, thank you. And one other question from the audience. The future of any small community depends on developing the talent and leadership of the next generation of leaders. Do you have any ideas on how to develop and keep our young talent in South Florida?
I think with the booming of Rochester and the new tier of young people that are trying to escape that bustling city and look for the smaller communities like Sombrota, I think we have a rare opportunity to really build our city. And the way that we do that in a controlled way where, you know, we keep the quaint small town charm that we have. And I think that has everything to do with what I'm talking about. I think this younger generation is sicker than our older generation with autoimmune disease and gluten allergies and all this stuff. If we start building local food supply chains, it's going to draw those kids in and bring their kids, their families, and raise children. We're going to look to stimulate tax growth. Downtown, I want to put up murals. I've already been in touch with the muralist to put up murals to bring in, you know, that artistic flair that's going to bring foot traffic in. People want to come take pictures. I wanted to do a downtown garden with children where we did raised beds in the parking lot. I think these are all things that are going to increase foot traffic for our business sector and increase tax income when we bring new people into town. So that's my goal. I mean, you know, I'm already about that. So
thank you. Okay, thank you. So we'll end up with a 2-minute final thought.
So in regards to running for mayor, I reiterate the same thing that Pete talks about. I mean, the plans that I have are my plans regardless of whether I'm mayor or not, and I fully support our current mayor and whoever becomes mayor, whether it's me, Pete, or Todd. My plans that I have are massive. They're grandiose. I mean, these are nationwide issues and solutions. But I think we have an opportunity with what's going on in the world right now to be the leader or beacon of hope for the change that's going to come. And if we can do that, we can really be a template for other communities, not just in our state, but in our whole nation. And that's not just going to be me. That's going to be this whole community. I grew up here. You know, people help each other here. You know, you don't have a tool, you call your friend borrows you the tool or comes and helps you do it yourself. You're not going to find that in Minneapolis or San Francisco or any of these other big metropolis. And I think that's what makes Sombrota so special. So for me, I want to do these things, but it's not just going to be me that does them. It's going to be all of us. And if we can all work together, boy, the things that we can do. I'm really excited about it, and I hope I get your support.